then you can't share it. So that's what's going on in this wonderful passage in brevity. Now we're going to go back and look at it and understand it. So we'll stop now, and next Sunday we'll do the light dissertation, the discourse. Where does it come from? But I hope you have just a quick understanding of it. It's very brief, very easy to understand in its form. We'll go back and, you know me, we're going to make it last a little longer. We got to get more out of it than that, because there's a lot more in it than that. But that gave you the idea of what he's talking about here. Okay, let's close in a word of prayer. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the morning of looking in the text, understanding these people, being challenged by it. Pray that your Spirit will take those things that we've seen here and cause them to bear fruit in our own life. Father, we thank you for the knowing, and we just present to you the entering into heaven of Estelle and Julie and Ken, knowing that we're all going to be joined together. Pray you'll use these kinds of things to just cause us to be a little more sober about our own lives, our own friendships, our own marriages. Father, we pray for Nathan as he goes away a couple of months, that you just watch over him, give him wisdom, insight. Pray, Father, you'll take these things now and just bring us back next Sunday to look more and more at Jesus Christ in this crucial week and understand the light of the world. Father, we praise you in Christ's name. Amen. Communion is a good time. What's it about, people? It's time to just pause a moment, as we do here, and pray that everything we do this morning will be in the power of your Spirit and therefore glorifying. Father, we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Well, we're without music, so let me go right into some announcements then, and so that we can do some things this morning. One, want to talk first of all about Dalton Young. We have been in prayer for some time with Dalton. I'm going to give you the bottom line first and then go back through, though. He is doing extremely well this morning. Extremely well. But it has been a very, very tough journey for young Dalton, his parents, and his grandmother. And they had to give Dalton 2 red cell blood transfusions. It's really cool how they can do these things now. Not just give them a blood transfusion, but just the white cell or the red cell. I know they could do that. And what was so amazing, and for my hobby, I enjoy reading and studying nutrition and things related to protein and all these things in our body. But it was just amazing the other night. They started the red cell blood transfusion, I'm going to say 5 minutes to 10, something like that. And it was just amazing that right before your eyes, within 30 minutes, now the first 15 minutes are crucial, know if the body's going to accept the blood that's being given. And then, but within 30 minutes, the color started coming back to the lips, to his face, to his body. And his eyes opened with a sparkle. He wanted to eat a little bit. And it was just amazing. So that gives you hope. Well, then next day or two, he starts going back down. The temperature stays up. They can't get that under control. And so they have to do that again. The doctors are thinking they might have to go in they've already done a surgery in the right lung. They might have to go in on the left lung. And